have a, I do, I think most people would have a trend of, you can go down, you could be raised in South Louisiana, starting now, and stay there 10 years, and you'd have a tendency to sound like a Frenchman, or vice versa if you go north. But I try to just be what I am, and that's it, you know.
You think you talk differently according to who you're talking to? Like whether you're talking to white or black, do you think?
No, my, like I say, I just hear JC and let it roll.
You know, in some houses, instead of being brick or something, they'd fill them with boards that lap over each other.
Yeah. They were, that's called drop siding or battens. I built one house here up on the lake there that they spent a lot of money on it, and they insisted that it had this old-timey look, you know, two boards and a narrow one to cover the crack. We call them battens. That may not be the correct.
Who owns the land up around the lake?
You mean all the way around the lake? It's, no, just a number of people. Some over on the west side of the lake, it's just in lots, you know, a multitude of people. At one time, originally, over behind the lake, it all belonged to two families, but...
Just part of a plantation?
Mm-hmm.
Have y'all gotten a lot of tourists because of the lake?
Or? We get some, due to the fact that the fish, we have a fish problem in the lake now. There's no white perch or bass, very few sport fish, you know. At one time, and I was at a meeting the other night with our state wildlife and fisheries commission, chairman of that commission, and they're doing an extensive study on the problems and the cause for these fish to disappear from the lake. Pesticides, residue from pesticides.
From the cotton spray?
Well, yeah. Chemical crop. And one thing they found out, that the lake is too highly fertilized due to erosion, you know. We fertilize the crops around the lake, and that fertilizer has a tendency to get in that lake, and that'll create a problem for the aquatic growth in the lake. It grows vigorously in the summertime when the sunshine is the right word I'm trying to think of, algae, you know, green, slimy looking stuff. And they made a sample the other day while they were here and said, man, so this lake's got too much fertilizer.
What can you do about that?
They don't have a solution, to be honest. They are talking in terms of trying to bypass the lake with a drainage structure, you know. That's from the talking stage.
Then just into the river?
Finally, it goes into Mississippi River. It goes in Tensaw River and back to the bayou. But the water all ends up in the Mississippi somewhere down there, Brown Black River. It goes in Black River and it goes into the Mississippi. But Tensaw River originates right here at Lake Province.
What'd you call a little building used for storing wood?
Woodshed.
What about for tools?
Some people call them a shop. Some people used to call them a barn. You know, they'd have a wing on their barn for their plow tools and wagon.